Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high costs of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online. It's a great website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. Now, this month, the month of November, is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. It's also National Family Caregivers Month. And later on, we have Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you what, I'm thankful for our next guest, Mr. David Wiley. He's president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David, thank you for your wonderful support and partnership. And welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here always. And looking forward to today.
All right. All right. And for our listeners, if you'd like to write this number down, you're going to want to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. If we're touching on some information that you think is directly related to what your situation is, reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600, or online, an excellent website, kchospice.org. So, David, this is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, like I just mentioned. So what does palliative care mean, and how does that differ from hospice care?
It's a great question, Steve, and we get that a lot. I think, you know, to sum it up, palliative care, it's also referred to as supportive care or comfort care sometimes.
Okay.
The purpose of palliative care is really to manage uncomfortable symptoms related to a serious illness or its treatment, so such as could be pain or shortness of breath. And the primary goal of palliative care is to optimize the quality of life for people that are coping with a serious health challenge. And so palliative care as a service, you know, can be offered alongside curative or other treatments that a person's receiving. Hospice.
So you could be being treated ongoing for your chronic illness, whatever that might be, and still qualify for and benefit from palliative care.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And in fact, hospice care, it's also palliative care, because meaning its purpose is to help manage uncomfortable symptoms and optimize the quality of life. But the primary difference that you asked between palliative care and hospice care is that in the United States, hospice is a defined benefit under Medicare guidelines. It's focused on what is expected to be essentially the last 6 months of life. This means that Medicare defined the eligibility of who qualifies for hospice and also defined the approved types of care for those patients received. Right now, hospice care is reimbursed under Medicare, while palliative care is not. So this means that when people opt to shift to hospice care, most, if not all, of their costs are essentially covered by Medicare.
And so that 6-month period, so that's a prognosis. I assume, does a physician need to kind of make that call, or how is that determined?
Yep. So your primary care physician would then, if they, you know, indicate that you have a terminal, you know, diagnosis, and that if the disease follows its normal course in its 6 months or less, then they would refer to us, and then one of our physicians would also certify that terminal illness. So two physicians make that the determination.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Great. Great.
And again, you know, because hospice is a defined benefit, you know, there's the minimum defined care, which addresses physical, social, psychological, and spiritual needs. And we have an interdisciplinary team of experts. And part of that definition, at a minimum, is physicians, nurses, home health aides, social workers, chaplains. And we also have a lot of trained volunteers. And all of this model is set out by the Center for Medicaid and Medicare. Medicare and Medicaid, CMS, they define kind of how things work.
Okay.
Yeah. At Kansas City Hospice, we also make available additional services, art and music therapy, for example, or pet therapies. They're not covered by Medicare, but we provide them because we believe that's the right thing to do. And then another really important thing about the hospice benefit is that CMS requires that grief support be offered to family members for a minimum of 13 months. There aren't a lot of rules around what that grief support looks like. The state of Missouri, honestly, is pretty specific. So it can really it can vary widely between hospice providers. And I really think it's one of the things that sets us apart is our grief support.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I guess I'm getting into personal stuff. My mom, she really, really could have benefited from some grief support after my dad passed away, and she was invited to do that, and, mm-hmm. and very welcome. And she's just like, no, I'm just going to deal with this on my own. But that is a tremendous part of this service, because that can help you with closure, and it can help you become whole. You're never the same.
Yep.
There's a huge hole in your heart, but you can become whole, whole, and help you to begin a new life and kind of start over in your next chapter.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really proud of our grief support team. They do unique offerings. We do grief yoga. We do art therapy, some creative writing classes, all centered around grief. And I think it's important because it allows people like your mom to see what's possible and really kind of meet the team. And then they realize that they're actually nice people and they may be willing to have a conversation, and that's the whole goal. So,
and you can meet other family members who are struggling with that same struggle. And there's something very comforting and reassuring, not that you would want someone else to go through that, but you have, and you are. And there, I think there's something to be said about connecting with other people going through that same challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, when you realize that others are going through that, I mean, it can be very helpful to your grieving process as well.
And okay. All right. That's excellent. Excellent. So palliative care is focused on comfort and quality of life. And if I understand you correctly, so it would be accurate to say that hospice care is actually a form of palliative care, but it's more defined to address a certain period in a person's life.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, because the term palliative care hasn't been officially defined. It can have a different meaning from one provider to the next. So a lot of times people say they offer palliative care. It just depends on how they define it. But hospice, on the other hand, is always going to have certain things which are included because the guidelines mandate that. There are definite differences between hospice providers, but overall they have to meet some minimum guidelines.
Okay, so who can benefit from palliative care, and when would a person be eligible for palliative care?
You know, any child or adult who has a serious or life-threatening illness can benefit from palliative care. Since there is no defined eligibility for who can participate, it can really be started at any time, even right after diagnosis. At Kansas City Hospice, we'll work with each of our patients to define the goals of care. We work with their families as well, and then we help them access what's most appropriate to their needs. So some people might be referred to us right after their diagnosis. They're not experiencing significant symptoms, but who might need support as they learn to manage their illness and address their symptoms, which they might be starting to interfere with their quality of life. Mm-hmm. So for these people, for example, we have a program called Advanced Illness Support, and that one might be the most beneficial program to people. Hmm. Someone might need more intensive support to manage their symptoms of their illness, such as pain, but they're not ready for hospice yet. And patients with a skilled need, meaning they need help from a nurse or maybe like a physical therapist, if that's required, for example, these people would be referred to our palliative home health program, and that might be the best fit for them.
All right, excellent. And we only have about a minute left. Time flies, I'll tell you that. What can a person expect from palliative care?
You know, I think for us, palliative care is tailored to each patient's needs. So it really just, it looks different to each person. Palliative care plan might include one or more of the following goals: symptom management, meaning treating pain, for example, or easing treatment side effects, finding strategies to adapt to a physical and life changes that accompany the serious illness, or coping with feelings of depression, anxiety, or even grief. So those would be some examples.
All right, Mr. David Wiley, President and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And again, if this is touching you, if this is applicable to your situation or the situation of a loved one, someone in your family or your circle of friends, reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600, or online at kchospice.com. org. And I'll tell you what, there's a wealth of information at the website, so be sure to check that out. Now, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. And this week, it's a statement, short and sweet: all hospices are the same. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it'll start streaming to, again, your electronic device, your phone, your tablet, your computer, and whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's a statement of the week, very short and sweet: all hospices are the same. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is
false. So, Steve, although all hospices follow a similar model of care, some hospice providers offer only the basic services that are required. Others, like Kansas City Hospice, significantly exceed those.
Mm-hmm. So what are some examples of how Kansas City Hospice and palliative care would exceed those minimum requirements and frankly, just really be separated from some of the providers?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think just our broad scope of services that uh-huh. we offer including the palliative care offerings that we talked about. So we have programs like our Advanced Illness Support Program. That is unique. Our Palliative Home Health Program, that's been in place since 2004. Mm-hmm. I think that's unique.
Yeah.
Also, our children's programs, we have a children's program called Carousel, which is our pediatric hospice program. And nobody wants to think about hospice or pediatrics.
That one gets to me, I have to say.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But when you do need it, you need an expert. And we've been doing that since 1989. So I think that's really important. It definitely sets us apart. Our grief camps for kids are important. We have two hospice houses. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
So that is important. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I think the Solace House, which is our center for grief and healing, is really a unique offering to the community where people can come together as a family and get really important grief support. And that's free of charge. So that I think that's what I would say that sets us apart.
Well, that's a lot. That's way, way over and above, over the top, really, in a good way, in a great way. I remember recently, I believe there was an accidental shooting and a young person lost mm-hmm. their life. And members of your support team through Kansas City Hospice went to that school the next day and following that and offered grief support and some counseling for these kids. Because when you're a kid, that's pretty hard to wrap your head around losing one of your classmates.
Absolutely. And it's happened again just last weekend where we had a situation.
Oh.
We were contacted on Sunday. The team rallied and were there at the school at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday to help out.
So. You just gave me goosebumps. Yeah. I was not aware of that. So
it's tough.
That's horrible. And then another thing, I mean, we just talk about this like it's every day, David, but you know, you offer art therapists, music therapies, pet therapies, advanced illness support program. Folks, for our listeners, this is not required. Okay. This is why we say if you want the best hospice, Kansas City's original hospice provider, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600 or online at kchospice.org. And every time I say, David, thanks for thanks for what you do, I really mean it. I mean, this is more than impressive.
Thank you, Steve. It's an honor and a privilege to support the team to deliver this great work every single day.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So what about hospice care? And then who benefits from hospice care? And when is this person eligible?
I think it's a really important question because a lot of people are scared of the word, frankly.
It is scary.
It is. And that's fair. And we deal with it every single day. So,
yeah.
But while palliative care is available to people who have a serious or life-threatening illness, no matter their diagnosis or stage of the disease, hospice care is available for those that are nearing the end of life when curative or life-prolonging treatments have stopped. And so generally this end-of-life care is meant for people whose life expectancy is 6 months or less, but hospice care can be provided for as long as the person's doctor and the hospice team certify that the condition or diagnosis remains life-threatening. So sometimes it is longer than that 6 months.
Okay.
And while the primary focus of hospice care is on the person who's ill, care is provided to their loved ones as well. So that care includes psychological or spiritual support. It can also include respite care for family caregivers, which allows them to look after their own needs as well. And I think that's a big part of what we do.
Okay, and where this is a huge one. Where is hospice care provided?
You know, most hospice care is provided wherever the patient calls home, with the family member typically serving as the primary caregiver. And so, for example, on any one day, we have just under 500 patients across the community that's
wow.
on our service. So, and it's in their homes primarily.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the time, again, in their private residence, or it could be done in a skilled nursing facility or assisted living facility. Now, if the symptoms or the care at home becomes too difficult, the patient and their family can be cared for at one of our two inpatient facilities. And that's called a hospice house. And one of our facilities is the Kansas City Hospice House, and that's located at 120th and Warnell Road. And then the other is North Care Hospice House, and that's located inside North Kansas City Hospital.
Okay, and that's fantastic. And I was just asked recently, so now what if my mom needs hospice, you know, or no, that's not what they said. They said something to the effect of, well, what if we have to, where do we need to go for hospice care? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about having her mom, you know, receive care in a long-term care facility. And so she was thinking a place.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks of Kansas City Hospice House. I mean, you've been there for a long time, and it's great. But I always explain that hospice care is a special type of care that can be provided wherever you call home, wherever that is.
Absolutely.
And so for some people, the hospice house is appropriate, and maybe it's more appropriate to receive it in your own home.
Yeah, I mean, most people would prefer to die at home, and so
yeah.
We work really hard to make those wishes come true.
So does Medicare cover hospice and palliative care? And maybe other insurance policies as well?
Yep. Hospice, it is covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and the Department of Veterans Affairs, and most private insurance. In most cases, when a patient opts to utilize their hospice benefit, their costs are fully covered related to their primary diagnosis. Palliative home health at Kansas City Hospice can also be covered, and we work with each person to minimize their out-of-pocket costs. Some people need hospice or palliative care, but they're not quite eligible for Medicare, or they don't have Medicaid or private insurance. As a nonprofit, our mission is to provide care regardless of an individual's resources to pay, and we're able to do this because of our support from our donors, and it's really an important part of who we are.
All right. And I know you're so thankful for the many things that donors help to make possible for families served by Kansas City Hospice. If someone would like to donate to the program to further your mission, how can they do that?
It's great, and I appreciate you asking. You know, the easiest way to do that is to go onto our website at kchospice.org, and you can just use the donate button, or you can call our main number at 816-363-2600.
All right, excellent. And I can't wait to grow my mustache in February for another big fundraising event.
Absolutely. Mustache month's almost here. So
absolutely. Mr. David Wiley with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. David, thanks so much for being here today. I really, really appreciate you and all the great folks at KC Hospice.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate you too.
All right, I'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with friends or family, or heck, maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab. That's where you can find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order. Just find the one that you want. Click it again. Give it a few seconds to connect, and you can listen to that literally anytime, 24 hours a day. Lots and lots of people do that. All right, just want to say thanks again to our special guest today in studio for the first half of the program, Mr. David Wiley. Again, he's with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And, you know, we talked about, hospice and palliative care and the differences and hospice services. That is a special type of care and service provided for you wherever you should call home, wherever that is, and Medicare pays for it. Let me just say this. I'm going to fall on my own sword here a little bit. Don't make the mistake that my family did. When my dad was very, very ill with esophageal cancer, we were completely stressed out. We were completely heartbroken. We were providing care. We were doing our very best. It's overwhelming, to say the very least. And, you know, we had heard about hospice care, and we were, this sounds really ridiculous, but we were so busy and so overwhelmed with everything that we didn't even think about it until, frankly, toward the end of my dad's time with us here. And we did call in. They didn't live here. They lived over in Lawrence, Kansas, and we called in a hospice provider. They were great. You talk about, I mean, obviously they take care of the patient, my dad, but there was a tremendous amount of support for us, the family. And I, that was something that caught me off guard a little bit. I didn't really appreciate that, but the tremendous amount of support for the family is welcome. Let me say that. Very, very welcome. And knowing what I know now, and understanding firsthand what a hospice provider, what a difference a hospice provider can make, let me just encourage you, don't make the same mistake that we did. Don't make it. Please do yourself and your family a favor and call in a hospice provider. David made a really, really good point. If you're not sure, if you don't understand it, they can provide a visit, just an informational or educational visit, so that even if you're not sure you need it, and you may or may not, but even if you don't need it, now you understand what it is, how it's paid for, how you can benefit, and how your loved one will just, you know, maximize their time left with us here with comfort and grace and peace, dignity, and tremendous support from the family. Just learn what it's about and then call when needed. Hospice care is appropriate for someone in their last 6 months of life. And we probably called them in my dad's last 6 weeks of life. And I wish we would have called months sooner. Don't make the same mistake that we did. Just reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and they can, at a minimum, just educate you on what that looks like and how they can help. And you talk about some of the differences. This is over and above what is required, folks. Art therapy, music therapy. He talked about, you know, yoga sessions and grief support groups. That's amazing. Pet therapies. We're talking about advanced illness support programs, the Solace House, a pediatric hospice program, which just takes my breath away. That makes me so sad, but you talk about some appreciative families needing an incredible amount of support when you're dealing with a pediatric hospice situation. And then Kansas City's original hospice house on Mornall, but two hospice houses. There's also another one up in North Kansas City. So they go to say Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care goes above and beyond is just an understatement, okay? And if you want to donate, they have all kinds of fundraisers throughout the year. If you'd like to help them with their mission, if you want to just learn more about hospice services and whether your loved one qualifies, or whether you want to learn more about palliative services, and you can start that at any time if you qualify. Here's who you call, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600, or you could go online at kchospice.org. All right, going to shift gears here a little bit. Want to just say thanks for one of my guests last week, Mark Squires. He's the president and founder of Wise Choices Financial. And we had some fun with myth versus fact and that sort of thing. But here's the bottom line. I have never seen so many Medicare ads in my lifetime. Holy cow. You know, I am well below 60 years old and my mailbox is full of Medicare ads, and I don't even qualify for Medicare. It's just crazy. And it seems like every other commercial on television is Medicare. Call the Medicare helpline. You've got all these celebrities coming out, and it sounds like a free, just this wonderful service. But what it is when you call that number, you're probably going to be talking to some guy or some gal sitting in a cubicle trying to sell you a policy or get you to switch. This is the annual election period. You might call it, a lot of people refer to it as open enrollment, but it's every year, October 15th through December the 7th. And that's when you can make changes to your Medicare coverage, or at least give it a look, give it a review. And you may or may not want to make changes, but if you want to make a change, that's when you can make it. And then it would be effective January 1 for the next calendar year. And this is every single year. Okay. And before you go in to talk to Mark Squires with Wise Choices Financial, he is a broker. So first of all, I like that. There's nothing against anyone that works with a specific company, but I like the idea. I love the idea of a broker that can shop all of the different plans objectively after they've determined what is the best fit for you. And Mark does that in person. This isn't some sales thing where you've got somebody sitting in a cubicle asking you, you know, pre-rehearsed questions and then trying to sell you the most expensive thing out there. That's not what they do at Wise Choices Financial. So they'll sit down with you. And he mentioned going to mymedicare.gov, mymedicare.gov, and just take a couple of minutes and create your own account. Okay. And then that way you can see, you know, bills, explanation of benefits and everything almost real time. I didn't realize that was available. So that's a great tip. And then he also mentioned the blue button where you can fill that part of it out. And then you will have a list of every single prescription medication that you use. And you want to know why that's important? And it's going to be really important for my mom. Her Part D premiums are $30 a month, and they cover all of the medicine that she takes. $30 a month. Guess how much her premiums are going to go up on her particular plan? 40, 50, 60? Nope. Try $80 a month. I'm like, what? $80 a month. So from $30 a month, same coverage, same everything, going to $80 a month. No, I don't think so. And when I talked to Mark, he said, let's take a look at every single medicine that your mom's taking. And then he compares it to the formulary of covered medications offered through all of these different Part D programs. And then we're going to find one that's reasonably priced, that's offered by a pharmacy provider in her area that she would like to do business with. And then we're going to get her set up with a different plan. And that's going to save her at least $50 a month. We're going to look at some other coverage as well. I think we're going to save more than that. I will let you know. I'll do a follow-up to this after I take my mom over to meet with Mark Squires and his excellent staff with Wise Choices Financial. If you want to reach out to Mark Squires with your Medicare questions, I would encourage you to sit down with he or someone from his staff to have a review. 816-841-9141. That's Mark Squires, Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141. And then he also gave, you could go to wisechoicesfinancial.com, but he gave very specifically for Medicare clients or people interested in Medicare coverage, lifewithmedicare.com. That's a pretty catchy web address there, lifewithmedicare.com. Or you could always reach him by phone. Again, 816-841-9141. He's located in Missouri, but he's licensed by Medicare with a lot of different states. So just give him a call. He'll take care of you. We'll be back with more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on that toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And at the end of that last segment, I think I may have said that Mark Squires is certified by Medicare. He's actually he actually represents all of the major companies that sell different Medicare plans and products, and he does that throughout multiple states. And that's what I meant to say. So just wanted to just kind of correct that and just give some clarification to that. All right, so let's shift gears here. And I just want to ask you a simple question. Are you satisfied with the care that you or your loved one is receiving at their current care facility, whether that's assisted living or whether that's a long-term care nursing home, whether it's residential care or wherever it is? Are you satisfied with the care that's being provided? And I'll tell you, you know, we've got a lot of really great places. We're very blessed in the Kansas City area, and I would say the expanded KC area. We're pretty spread out around here, but, you know, I work with clients, I would say, you know, throughout Kansas City and even beyond. But are you happy? And if you're happy with your care, that's absolutely fantastic. But the question is, if you're not happy with the care that you or your loved one is receiving, why are you still there? Seriously, why would you allow your loved one to continue living in a care facility that's not delivering good care? Why would you do that? I've had some people say, well, what's that saying? It's not one of my favorites. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. Well, no, don't know a devil, okay? How about we'll just take that out of the equation? Let's find a great place. Let's find a great place. There are some places in our KC metro area I would not recommend to an enemy, okay? There are some very poor providers in our area. And you may not even know you're in one of those places until it's too late, until abuse or neglect or poor care or whatever it is happens to your loved one. Don't stay in a facility that's providing poor care. Seriously, don't do that. You know, I've had clients, you know, in the past, particularly at the assisted living facility, and they were asked to do this, and I just want to talk about this for just a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, this is particularly applicable at the assisted living level. I've had clients in the past that intentionally chose the assisted living level of care for their loved one, their parent, their mom, or their dad. And they said, if we need long-term care, you know, down the road, you know, several years, we'll call you back and we'll re-engage and we'll just do another search and we'll go through that search and selection process to find a nursing home. But we're not going to worry about that for now. So what's happened is their loved one has aged in place, and it's gone very well for a long time, and it's been great. But then management changes, ownership changes. There's a new director of nursing. There's a new administrator. Again, you know, new ownership group. And all of a sudden, there's some big changes, and they're not necessarily for the best. I mean, maybe it works out great, and sometimes it does not. And I've had calls from people saying, you know, this really was a great place until, you know, something happened. There was one of these big changes, and now it's not even close to the same place. It's not even close. I think we're going to need to move and find another place that we're a lot more comfortable with. But what I have seen happen, and this one's pretty common. Well, your mom is falling, and she's falling way too much for us here at the assisted living level. So you're either going to have to move out of here because we don't have enough staff to keep eyes on her to prevent her from falling, and we don't want her to get hurt, and we don't want to get sued, or, you know, all this stuff. But she can stay here if you'll just sign this little piece of paper. Well, okay, well, what paper is that? It's called a negotiated risk agreement. Well, what is a negotiated risk agreement? Well, your mom can stay here if and only if you sign this paper. And this paper states that if your mom falls, we're not responsible for her injuries. But other than that, oh, she can stay here for a long time. Okay, so right there is when I'm hoisting, if you could see me, I'm hoisting gigantic red flags. Do not sign, ever, ever sign a negotiated risk agreement. Because guess what you're doing? If you sign a negotiated risk agreement, you just relieve them and released them legally from any and all liability associated with, and in this example, any fall that she might have or your loved one might have. Don't do that. Never, ever do that. So what they're saying is we can no longer meet the needs of your loved one. That's what they're saying. You can stay here, but we're not responsible for her falls, even if the fall results in her death. We're not responsible. You want to sign this? You can stay here a lot longer. Don't sign it. Do not ever sign a negotiated risk agreement. What you should do is you should either call Senior Care Consulting or do it on your own, but find another place that's a more appropriate level of care, and never, ever, 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 never, ever sign a negotiated risk agreement ever.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. I only have about another, I only have about another minute. Time flight. I got myself all choked up on that. I get fired up about some of this stuff, folks. But as you know, Senior Care Live, this is the unvarnished truth. I tell you like it is, and I'm not afraid to give you my full-throated opinion on some of these matters. I'm going to be talking about this a whole lot more here in the upcoming weeks, but if you need to move to a facility, do your search early. Be proactive. Be proactive. I'm working with a wonderful group of daughters, and their goal is to keep their mom with them at home for her entire lifetime. But they also know that there's a threshold that's about as far as they can go. And if her care needs would exceed their capabilities, what they can provide, then they want to be prepared. So we're going out proactively, we're searching and identifying the top facilities. They're going to get their name on a wait list, and they may never need that place. But if so, they've done their homework, and they said there's tremendous peace of mind. We can sleep well at night knowing we have our plan B if we should need to do that. If that appeals to you, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting. We can help you as well. 913-945-2800. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.